Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We have a choice. We can either be comfortable or we can grow.
If in 12 months' time, you are exactly where you are now, how would you feel? Now imagine that if instead of avoiding the things you know you should do, you actually did them every day. You see, real change doesn't come from what you do once in a while. It comes from what you do consistently. That's where transformation lives, in the ordinary actions repeated over an extraordinary amount of time.
So if greatness is defined as you being everything that you're capable of being, that means you can't be comfortable and be great. The two don't go together. I'm going to have to do uncomfortable things, meaning I have to go back to, in my own psyche, I have to go back in my own subconscious and get rid of these stories that I've been telling myself. You have created an identity around that. You think that's you. That unworthy version of you who's seeking acceptance and approval, you think that's you. The one who it's easier for you to stay in bed and not go and do and be what you're capable of being. So this is where I'm telling you, you gotta be accountable. Nobody can want it for your own life more than you want it for yourself. And nobody's going to do it for you. That's why you have to look yourself in the mirror and tell yourself, if I don't do it for me, nobody's going to do it. I'm doing this for me. I'm going to reach my greatness because I know that there is more inside of me and there's nothing that can stop me.
They will call you lucky the moment you achieve something they never had the discipline to chase, because people love to downplay what they don't understand. They love to minimize what makes them insecure, and they love to act surprised by the results you got from doing work their mind could never even handle.
They didn't see all those lonely nights where it was just you grinding. They didn't see all those days where you had to fight through the doubt. They didn't see when you had to choose discipline over distractions, purpose over comfort, and growth over excuses every single day.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Feeling lonely? Me too. I feel lonely a lot. But what loneliness is at its core is a lack of understanding of who we really are. When something bad happens, why me? To feel sort of a grievance that things aren't fair, to feel that other people aren't giving you what you want or what you deserve. Start from a position of feeling kind of sorry for ourselves. We deserve more than what we're getting. And so Amor Fati is very powerful in that you train yourself to accept everything that happens. It's sort of a banality to say that things happen for a reason, but there's some truth to it. For Nietzsche, it was, this is life. Life involves pain. Life involves adversity. You're going to die one day and it's not going to be pleasant. Your friends and family members, they're going to die one day and it's not going to be pleasant. You're going to have failure in life. People are going to hurt you. But that is life. That's what it is. So to resist that, to be angry about that, means to not love life itself.
Well, join an easy crowd. You won't grow. Go where the expectations are high. Go where the demands are high. Go where the pressure's on to perform, to grow, to change, to develop, to read, to study, to develop skills. Go where the demands are high. Go where the expectations are strong, so that it'll provoke you, push you, urgently insist that you not remain the same for the next couple of years, the next 5 years, that you'll grow and change.
The battle is feelings versus discipline. And I hate living according to your feelings. I hate acting according to your feelings. They get you messed up, dude. They jack your life up. They get you in trouble because not all feelings are good. You cannot live your life based off of your feelings. Feelings do not equal reality. Feelings do not equal results.
Won't get harder. Like, this is the hardest part. And so if you can just make it through this, everything else is downhill. It's not that the things that you're, the dragons are going to slay aren't going to get bigger. They are. But you become so much more equipped to slay them back. And you have so many more allies. You have people in the stands cheering for it. You have the audience. You have all of these other things that are behind you. But at the beginning, it's just you with a stick against a bear.
I need you to understand that there is an undeniable power behind belief. And I know that you've never had anybody that's truly believed in you, but I'm telling you that I believe in you. I know that you can overcome your destructive habits, that you can become more confident, you can earn more, and you can let go of the traumas that should no longer serve them. And you're better than that.
I'm saying what if and start saying why not. Some people are going to live with the what if for the rest of their lives.
When I get old, I'm on my deathbed. Man, what if I would have took that chance? What if I would have just started? What if I would have took the first step? Taking the first step got us exactly to where we are today. You take a chance to do something that you love, you saw in a dream, it can change your life. But exactly where you are right now is always going to be there. It's never going to go anywhere. Your hometown is going to be the same. People are going to be doing the same shit around you. But a chance for you to get out of where you're at, step out, and take a chance on life, man, it could be the best decision you ever made in your life. If you can't sit down and what if, sit down on your ass and think, damn, what would it be like to be there? Go fucking do it.
The hardest part about change is not making the same choice as you did the day before. Now, once people understand that they're going to be uncomfortable, then the question is, what thoughts do you want to fire and wire in your brain? What behaviors will you demonstrate in one day? And the act of closing your eyes and rehearsing who you're going to be when you open your eyes begins to install neurological hardware in your brain to look like you've already done it.
Whatever you're thinking about, that's who you will become. Because thoughts lead to actions, actions lead to habits, habits lead to lifestyle. And that lifestyle is what dictates who you are.
Here's the reality. Bad days are in store for all of us. It's guaranteed. It's the circle of life. So the question we need to ask ourselves is it really worth wasting perfectly good days fearing the bad ones?
Will chase happiness because they think that that's what they need. When in reality, happiness is just a byproduct of becoming the best version of yourself. So instead of chasing the emotion, become the type of person that is experiencing that emotion. And you can be in that state more consistently.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What is the meaning of life?
One time in my life, I felt that. What was my purpose?
Life is really a single player game. It's all going on in your head. You know, whatever you think you believe will very much shape your reality.
The one companion that's always going to be with you is yourself.
The purpose is always there. The purpose never leaves us, because the very purpose is you.
People don't understand it's you against you. The only person that gets in your way is you.
In my opinion, every single person on this planet has a reason that they are here.
Understand that each and every one of us is limitless, and understand that each and every one of us can accomplish absolutely everything. It's just that we're not willing to put ourselves through the stress.
I want you to think about the fact that some people never get the chance to be passionate about something that scares them.
Your biggest threat is not your competition. It's a mediocre version of you that never realized what you could become.
Right now, every single one of you out there have exactly what you deserve.
But how can you sleep better at night when you know that you've cheated the process?
People have a hard time understanding that you have to have faith in the actual process.
The problem is you, and you don't want to fix it.
You have something called boundless redemption. It does not matter how many times you fail. It does not matter how defeated you feel, how incapable you feel, how many times you fall short. It's irrelevant. Because every time you have the decision to pick yourself up and try again.
Some people never get to feel nervous about doing something meaningful with their life and making an impact. The resistance you feel is an absolute privilege, and it would be an insult to your potential to let that resistance win. I wish you could see life for how precious it really is, because I don't need to be 100 years old and at the end of my life to tell you that a life driven by purpose is the only way a life is well spent.
Because you can choose whether you want the pain of growth or the pain of staying the same. And the pain of staying the same is when days, months, years have gone by and you realize that you are in the exact same place that you've always been. It's the movie Groundhog Day, essentially. And you have put no effort into yourself, and all you have to show for your life is your excuses. That's who you are. Your excuses. You are all the potential that you wasted.
You are always the purpose. There may be another purpose, like being a SEAL or going to college or whatever, but the main purpose in life is you. So if you wake up in the morning and you don't want to do something, you don't care enough about yourself. And that's what you need to really research is, man, why am I not doing this for myself? Because that is the number one purpose in life, is to better oneself.
You don't have to feel good about it. You just have to keep going. The feeling will pass, but you will remain. You are greater than your feelings.
You weren't built for normal. You weren't wired to clock in and zone out. Normal is an excuse, a comfort zone dressed as a plan. You say you want change, but you move like someone who's fine with staying exactly where they are. You want a life that hits different? Then you better start doing what most people won't. Because the world doesn't remember the ones who fit in. It remembers the ones who set themselves on fire to light the way.
The will of your soul is boundless, is limitless. It is greater than any evil that tries to tear you down, that tries to stray you away from your path, to manipulate, to deceive you into thinking that you are not capable. But it is just lies. It is you who decides your fate, nothing else.
Well, I want to tell you, till you find the center of your being, you will continue to walk and live, going through the motions.
All fools have this one thing in common. All losers have this one thing in common. What is it? Seneca says it's that they're always getting ready to start. He says they're always delaying to live. There's actually a theme throughout the writings of the Stoics. You could be good today, Marcus Aurelius writes in Meditations, he says, but you choose tomorrow.
We're not willing to push ourselves that extra 2% because we'd rather lose all of our potential as a human being than be uncomfortable for a few hours a day. It's your choice. You can choose to reach your potential or you can choose to be comfortable. And either is a fine decision. But we really do need to get more comfortable with stressing ourselves out, with putting ourselves through tough things, with doing things that seem difficult, because they're not going to drain you. They're not going to make you tired. They're not going to make you stressed even. They're going to wake you up.
I can't find my why. I can't find my purpose. I can't find motivation. Can't find a gym. He went on and on.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
So I said, hey, okay, relax. Just relax. I need you to go find some shoes. If you got some shoes, you can go walk. You can go run. As far as the gym you can't find, do you have a floor where you live? Do some push-ups. Do some sit-ups. We're waiting to find purpose. We're waiting to find why. We're waiting to find all this before we start. The thing about it is this. Start now. So when you find your purpose and you find your why, you can get after it.
In 5 years, how old will you be? Write that down. Now think of that future you. What will that future version of yourself wish you had stopped doing or started doing right now? And go do that thing.
So next time you are alone with these voices that tell you that you are incapable, that you will not succeed, that you are not enough, remember your strength. Remember who makes the decision. It is you, and it has always been you. It will always be you. So you see, my friend, we win in the end, so long as we do not give up on ourselves.
Every single person on this planet has a gift, and if you aren't going to pursue that gift of yours, and you aren't going to follow through with your dream and actually work towards that dream of yours, then what is the point? What is the point of going any further if you aren't going to chase after that dream of yours? Because I'm telling you, chasing after that dream is going to bring you the most meaning in your life. It is your purpose. And if you follow that purpose, you follow it to the very end, no matter where it takes you, no matter what happens, you are going to live a wonderful life and you are going to be happy by the end of your life because you chased after something that was meaningful.
You would rather find purpose than a job or a career. Purpose crosses disciplines. Purpose is an essential element of you. It is the reason you are on the planet at this particular time in history. Your very existence is wrapped up in the things you are here to fulfill. Whatever you choose for a career path, remember the struggles along the way are only meant to shape you for your purpose.
We have gotten so externalized that we have stopped going internal to see what it is that self is looking for.
It's like something that's planted at your birth. It's what makes you different from everybody else. It's even what makes you different from your parents. It's like a seed at your birth. If you cultivate that seed, if you cultivate your uniqueness, it gives you a purpose in life. It's your energy, it's your character, it's your weirdness, it's your sense of humor. It's what draws you to certain things, what you hate about certain things. It's you. If you listen to that, it's like a voice inside of your head. Instead of listening to all the other bullshit that's around you, what your parents are saying, what your teachers are saying, what your friends are saying, if you listen to that voice clearly, it directs you, it gives you a purpose.
Nothing great is going to come without you having to deal with what I call adversity and pain tolerance.
Real self-worth comes from doing hard things.
You must be able to deal with that. And the more understanding you have of what's causing you the pain and how you've dealt with it is going to determine how successful you will be in whatever you choose in life.
That your mind is designed to help you get what you want. You just have to be willing to believe it's possible.
The reality is that most people never do what they really want to do in life because they are afraid of what other people are going to say. You take what they say and you use it.
Losing is not an option with me. Not being successful is not an option. When you make not being successful, it's not an option for you. That's when your life is going to change.
Where you are now is just a reflection of your past thoughts, your past thinking. So if you want to change your future, you got to change your thoughts now.
See, adversity is like the gym for your soul. It hurts, it's heavy, but it builds you up. Every time you wanted to quit, every time life tried to break you, you chose to stand tall. That's what makes you great. It's about the grind, the sleepless nights, the sacrifices, the prayers you whispered when nobody was watching. It's all about those moments when you could have folded, but you didn't. You see, the underdog story is the realest story there is.
I can probably guarantee 99.9% of the times you're gonna say, oh yeah, wish I started doing that sooner, right? You're never gonna regret something you really went after. Because at least you went after it, you know? If you never try, that's the things that people look back on and they say, oh man, that's what I can do now, right? The time is absolutely gone. There's no turning it back.
Thinking about self-love, we keep talking about loving yourself, believing in yourself. That happens naturally when you go through something difficult. The point is, we've all done hard things, and self-worth and self-value comes from recognizing the hardship you've been through and the growth that you made during that time.
Champions aren't found on the podium with their hand up. No, champions are found in lab studies, the thousands of hours of hard work when no one's watching. That's what makes the will unstoppable. When you're in here and no one else is, and you're pushing yourself harder than anybody with no one around. That right there, guys, is a spark that catches flames. Burns every fear down, guys. Some fear people use, and it enables them, fear does. You know, it's a block to them. They're scared from it, they run from it. Fear, you know, shuts them down. For others, fear's a motivation. I feel fear now. Yeah, I tackle it, so I never have to feel it again.
Here's the thing. Once something's important to you, it never leaves your mind. If you always dreamt about being a singer-songwriter and you never did it, you will be haunted by that at the age of 70, because it's still right here, stored in the back of your mind. It's something that's meant for you, that's trying to call to you. You see, your dreams, you either pursue them or they fucking haunt you.
If I was around you for 24 hours, what would you actually say? Would it really say you're serious about growing what you're growing? I wouldn't say you're just interested in it. Success doesn't always depend on world-class talent. It's a small piece of it. You can learn how to be talented, I promise you. But it does depend on world-class consistency. You need to recognize that driven people always feel behind. They're always going to have doubt. They're always going to have chips on their shoulder. That's what makes us being great at what we do. It's not the affirmations. It's the fucking dark shit. It's the people that told us we were losers. It's the people that told us we were pieces of shit. And anybody who tells you different, they haven't achieved anything. Look at what they've achieved. It's probably a bunch of smoke and mirrors. Real motherfuckers remember all the dark shit. They take the dark shit and they put it into productive action to build the life that they want.
Try, bro. Try. Why don't you try? Go harder, bro. Work. Work. There's not even no pressure on a dream. It's a dream. There's pressure to feed your kids. There's pressure to pay rent. There's pressure to make sure that you don't get fired from your job. But a dream, though, all a dream is... it's fake reality that you can make a real reality. That's all the dream is. So work it.
Because when you come from nothing, you appreciate everything. You hustle different. You love different. And you lead different. So today, I want you to do three things. Stay humble. Never forget where you came from. Stay hungry. Keep that fire in your soul. And stay true. Always be real with yourself and the world. Because the world don't need no more copies. It need originals. And trust me, ain't nobody else that can do what you do like you do.
You didn't fight through all of that just to stay silent. Someone out there needs what you've lived. The lessons you've bled for. The wisdom you've earned the hard way. You're not too broken. You're proof that it's possible. Perfection isn't what reaches people. Honesty does. Someone is waiting, not for the polished version of you, but for the real one. Say it, show it, let them know that they're not alone. You didn't come this far just to keep it to yourself.
People who don't have a sense of purpose, a mission, and don't have a consistent routine end up digging holes in their life. Gambling, overdrinking, too much television, things that slowly chip away at humanity. things that people use to escape. And you're like, whoa, where did this come from? It was the absence of purpose and it was absence of routine. We need it. Otherwise, humans dig the holes in their lives too, no different than a German Shepherd would.
The most important thing is the consistency. If you have consistency, you're going to be good in the future, or you're going to be better than other ones in the future. I think it's part of the life. It's like that. Who told you the opposites? They are not part of this world, in my opinion. If you want to achieve successful, it's the only way. So you're never going to be in a high level so many years. If you are not consistent more than other ones, if you don't do something more than other ones, you're never going to be number one like me.
I just beat me. This ain't about nobody else. I don't give about nobody else. I just beat me. If I can keep doing that, then that means that I'm in a battle with the only person that can make sense. I'm in a battle with the only person that I really want to can beat, and that's me. I don't care about anybody else. I have no worry or gripe about the next man or woman's journey. If I can continue to outdo me from the day before, then I'm ahead.
Wake up, bro. It's halftime. That contract you signed at the beginning of the year is waiting to be completed. Here you are, about to start the third quarter. You just dropped a stinker in the first half. These the championship rounds, bro. This is where all that shit counts. And either you gonna show up and get that ring, get that trophy, get that dream that you've always wanted, or somebody else that signed that same contract is gonna get it before you. You okay with letting that happen? You okay with falling short again? Because I ain't. You told yourself this year was different. Stop talking, bro. Start doing. Halftime's over. It's your turn to win.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
An ode to people who don't believe in themselves. What comes first, belief or action? Do you need to believe that you can do a thing before you can do it? Fake it until you make it is one option, but incredibly hard if you're introspective and have low self-belief and high standards. So what about make it until you believe it? Here are some lessons that I've learned. You can believe you're not worthy of a thing and still attain it. You can be adamant that your efforts are going to go badly and still succeed. You can grip and grasp and fear and it ruin the enjoyment and be totally unwarranted and things still go well. You can have no self-belief and show up anyway. You can want more for yourself without knowing exactly what that looks like. You can doubt the process, question your talent, be uncertain that you're making progress, disparage your accomplishments, permanently feel like you're not working hard enough no matter how hard you work, never give yourself a break, fail to fully feel gratitude, be terrified of never reaching your goals, and still end up in a place that your 20-year-old self could not imagine you'd ever get to. Self-belief is overrated. Generate evidence.
Now you're starting to believe yourself. You're starting to believe that inner voice. You're starting to believe in your actions. You're starting to believe in who you are. You're starting to believe in your words. You're starting to believe in your dreams. You're starting to believe in your thoughts. You're starting to believe in your actions. So what happens after that? What's the next step? Doubt. Listen. Believing. Ha ha. Now you start to trust the one person that you should have always trusted, that other individuals told you not to trust, and that's you. Because you're finally listening to that voice. You're finally starting to have self-belief. You stop doubting yourself for the moment. And you start to grow. You trust yourself. You trust your actions. You trust your words. Now what happens after trust? You start to grow.
You've worked way too hard to let one season of darkness convince you that there's no light at the end of the tunnel. As consistent as I try to be at my job, my workouts, my own personal improvements, each and every week is still full of ups and downs. Some runs, even just a few miles, feel like pulling teeth. Other longer ones, I feel unstoppable, like I could go on forever. Some days, it's so easy to get into a flow state, and I feel like I'm on track to achieving everything I've ever hoped for. And I'd be lying if I said these highs and lows didn't used to discourage the out of me, man. But recently, I've just been embracing the fact that nothing lasts forever, good or bad. No success or accomplishment is permanent, but it also means that no failure is permanent either, not unless you let it be. So if you feel like you've just been against the wall, like you can't break out of a bad cycle, like you've been trying everything but nothing's fucking working, like you wish you could control everything that you can't control, that season of darkness, just keep on knocking, because you're getting exactly what you wanted. So dedicate yourself to all of it. The dreams, the work, the suffering, the hopelessness, when you signed up for all of it, you knew exactly what was expected of you, so you'd better meet the standard. Or you can turn temporary into permanent. Convince yourself that this bump in the road is a life sentence, that it's just too hard. Let one season define your year, and let one year define the rest of your life. Or maybe now the clay is just finally starting to get warm, and something's about to happen, something's about to change. But that's entirely up to you to stick out to find out.
Don't wish it was easier. Wish you were better. Don't wish for less problems. Wish for more skills. The same wind blows on us all. The difference in where we arrive at the end of the week, at the end of the month, at the end of the year, is not the wind that blows. And the wind is blowing around the world.
And it's important, because otherwise you can be afraid of pursuing the things that you want to pursue, right? And that's very common. And so then the fear inhibits you as the promise pulls you forward, but it makes you weak because you're afraid. You want to get your fear behind you, pushing you. And so what you want to be is afraid, more afraid of not pursuing your goals than you are of pursuing them. It's very, very helpful. And lots of times in life, and this is something really worth knowing, you don't get to pick the best thing. You get to pick your poison. You have two bad choices, and you get to pick which one you're willing to suffer through. And every choice has a bit of that element in it. And so if you know that, it's really freeing, because otherwise you torture yourself by thinking, well, maybe there's a good solution to this, you know, compared to the bad solution. It's like, no, no, sometimes there's just risky solution one and risky solution two. And sometimes both of them are really bad, but you at least get to pick which one you're willing to suffer through. And that actually makes quite a bit of difference.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's easy to be a victim, bro. It's easy to believe that the world just happens to you. It's easy to believe that the state of your existence is entirely the result of other people's decisions, or it's just luck. Falling short and then blaming everything else but yourself is the easy path. It's the path that hurts the least. But what you're not thinking about is the fact that there's no reward at the end of it. Your life is going to be shitty. Nothing is going to go the way you want. Then you're going to get to the end of your life, you're sitting on your deathbed, and once again, you're going to blame everyone else. You're going to look back at your life and say, at least it wasn't my fault. Is your dog life simply not being your fault worth having a dog life? The best path forward is the hard path. The path where everything is your fault. The path where no matter what happens in your life, you find what you did wrong so you can do it better the next time. The path where there's always something for you to learn. That is the path that hurts the most. But it's the path that's going to make you the best person, and it's the path that's going to lead to the best life.
The reason people are afraid of the word obsession, and they like to stay in the interested area. Because when you're interested about something, when you're passionate about something, it's this beautiful daydream. It's this beautiful, euphoric rainbow. But you know what the obsession is? The obsession lives in your nightmare. Obsession lives in your nightmare. That's why people love to work with passionate people. Oh, they're so passionate. They're so easy to work with. Individuals that are obsessed, their nightmares to work with. You know why? Because every detail matters.
Because you have probably dealt with everything that life has thrown at you so far. Do you think that it's because of the way that you grasped and controlled and feared and ruminated? Or could it be because you're a capable, competent, gifted person and the world is fundamentally fair, and over a long enough time horizon, most people get what they deserve? You're doing this for you. We judge people based on how much life they can tolerate, how much feeling they can deal with and carry and enjoy. And that's something that we should all try and have more of in ourselves, being that person that your younger self wanted as a role model.
It says facing fear isn't about being fearless. It's about being brave enough to move forward despite the feeling. That's what courage is. Courage is not the absence of fear. It's deciding to do it afraid, right? We look at these people, man, they're so courageous. They have the same emotion that you have. They're just deciding to act through it rather than allow the emotion to stop them from moving.
Go into the unknown, because you already know what you know. And that's not enough unless you think you're enough. And if you're not enough and you don't think you're enough, then you have to go where you haven't been.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You can't make yourself interested in something. Interest manifests itself and grips you. That's a whole different thing. And so what is it that's gripping you? And how do you conceptualize that? Is that a divine power? Well, it's divine as far as you're concerned, because it grips you and you can't do anything about it. And so there's a calling in you towards what you're compelled by and what you're interested in. And sometimes that might be very dark and sometimes not, but you're compelled forward by your interest. And so the idea that what moves you away from your country and your father's house and the comforts of your childhood home is something that's beyond you and that you listen to and hearken to. That's exactly right. If you do not listen to that thing that beckons you forward, you will pay for it like you cannot possibly imagine. You'll have everything that's terrible about life in your life and nothing about it that's good. And worse, you'll know that it was your fault and that you squandered what you could have had.
Fear and doubt, not the same. How many times have you felt pressure and how alive you felt underneath that pressure? When pressure was a privilege, when it excited you, that's fear. Fear is about the pressure. It's about embracing the pressure. It's about wanting the pressure. It's about not allowing the pressure to get to you, but to propel you. You thrive on it. You look for it. You can't live without it. And what does doubt do? In a pressure situations, you panic. You panic. Fear is an ally. Doubt is an enemy that you created.
So one of my favorite quotes that I try to live by each day is, a man who procrastinates his choosing will inevitably have his choice made for him by circumstance. Because the only thing we ever have on our side is the time we choose to take advantage of right now. The opportunities of possibility in front of us at this very moment that only require a down payment of today's effort. Which honestly isn't even as big of a cost as it seems, considering how good you'll always feel knowing that you give a shit about yourself by actually trying today. So I'd rather do all the hard now. If it means I have to run further, lift harder, work longer hours, day in, day out, it's not easy, I get it. But that's the whole fucking point. Because it's a smaller price you have to be willing to pay today to avoid a life sentence of questions you'll never be able to answer because you kept intentionally putting things off even when you knew your future self would hate you for it. If you keep skipping out on your daily opportunities, which are honestly the greatest ones you'll ever have in your life, don't ever let yourself be just a default decision from never doing anything that made you feel worthwhile.
They'll say you're doing too much, that you need to slow down. But what they're really saying is your effort exposes their lack of it. They'll question why you're up before the sun, why you push when it hurts, and why you don't just take the easy way out like everyone else. And one day, when the results they didn't believe in start showing up, they'll ask how you did it and wish they started when you did. The world doesn't reward those who seek approval. It rewards those who stay in the game long enough to prove they never needed it.
Motivation is garbage. It's garbage because it's not there when you really need it. Because knowing what you need to do, it's not enough. It's just not enough. The clock is ticking. Waiting for motivation to strike is basically saying it's never going to happen.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.